This week on Six Stars Only, we're deconstructing the popular YouTube channel Looper, and we're looking at its insanely repetitive format. Our argument, you should choose a boring format if you want to scale your channel. Fight us if you disagree. All right, guys, welcome to Six Stars Only. This is the weekly show where best friends and experienced YouTube creators, Matt Woods, that's me, and my best friend, Jake Arndt. Say what's up, Jake.
What's up, Jake?
Yeah, classic. We're sharing our wins and our massive failures, of which there are many, with the world as we learn to make videos that matter. So one of the things that we've been talking about, a little bit low-key obsessed with, is this viral YouTube channel. Do you call it viral? Popular. It's popular and successful if you're just looking at view count and follower, for sure. One of the most popular YouTube accounts, Looper. Jake, can you explain what the heck Looper is and why you're so hooked on it?
Yeah, so Looper is basically, if I could explain it, it's kind of like the junk food of YouTube videos, which
it's,
I guess, pretty much all YouTube videos are kind of like junk food, I guess, to a certain extent. But it's basically a very buzzword-ish, listicle kind of video site, almost like a BuzzFeed, where it's like, you know, top 10 reasons why Brendan Fraser isn't in movies anymore, or, you know, five hidden things that you might have missed in Harry Potter, or you know, whatever. And it seems so, like, lowest common denominator almost sometimes. But just something about it got me so hooked. And it's almost like once you eat, like, one, like, you know, like Looper video, it's almost like chips, where it's like, if I have one, I can't not have another one.
Yeah, it's
I
like
have to watch
Pringles
several in a row.
It's
exactly
a light pixie dust coating of cocaine just
it's
around
like
the edge.
It's like a giant sleeve or like a tube of Pringles. I can't not. And it's so, I guess I kind of understand how it works, but it's just insane how it's such a simple premise, right?
Like the format really pulls you in, though. Because what
exactly
I want to talk about is the is it cool if I interrupt you?
No, yeah, that's totally fine.
Because I never
how dare you
in real
do
life
that to me. I'm just kidding.
Ever.
You're fine.
Yeah. Just kidding. So one of the things I wanted to talk about is how Looper, kind of its killer formula,
yeah,
is that it uses the most boring formats that work, mm-hmm, and it just uses them again and again and again and again. It doesn't worry about being original with every single video, but it uses what I call the House Hunters model. Have I explained this to you? Or, like, kind of riffed on, ranted at you about
this? I think you might
have
mentioned it before, but explain, like, you know, expound upon it a little bit if you don't mind.
Look, here's the thing. If you are you familiar with House Hunters? It's the show where this realtor takes a couple or a guy or two roommates or whatever, and they go look at three houses. One of the houses is super fancy and rich and nice. One of them is cheap and it's a budget buy, and the other is somewhere in the middle. And then they pick one of the houses. That's it. There's no secret advanced plot twist. There's no M. Night Shyamalan, like, oh no, and the house was your mother the whole time. It's just simple. Three houses, you buy one, and you want to see what's next.
Exactly,
curiosity.
Yeah.
And the great thing is, like, this is like a $1 billion show. It's made tons of money for its creators, tons and tons of episodes, super successful, not because the format is advanced or complicated or overthinking itself, but specifically because it doesn't, and that allowed it to focus on what it does well and a lot of the parts of the show that are interesting shine, and that's what's allowed it to scale.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, and I think, and that's something that, you know, like, we can, I guess, talk about more here in a bit, but it just, it's like you said, it's such a simple format, and everyone knows exactly what it is. It's taking things that are just popular and just finding what works and just diving completely into that, and I think that's something that... Sorry, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is, I think there's so much pressure to make every single thing you put out on the internet, especially with YouTube videos, a unique snowflake. And if it's not, like, it's just like bleeding artist and it's so new and everything is amazing, then it feels like you've failed before you even hit publish. And so people don't.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think, and I'm a fan now, like, of that kind of weird, it sounds bad, like, generalizing, you know, like millennials, because I am one, but kind of that weird offbeat, almost meta. Everything's super meta now, it seems like. Like, that might just be me, but it's very meta and very, like, anti-humor, and it's very, the shtick almost seems like to be the most unique with comedy, and, or, you know, what just, like, but like any form of content, like, you know, you have to have some form of like originality, but
everything's a meme.
But everything's a meme, yeah. And it's so hard to like follow that up. Like it's really tough to do it once, but especially doing it week after week, and
it's exhausting.
And Looper just understand that, okay, what are things that people like? People like celebrities, people like movies, TV shows, people like Harry Potter or whatever. And they just dig right into it. And I admire the unashamed approach that they have to it, because I think that's something that people, you know, from someone who has thousands of subscribers to someone who's just starting out to, obviously one of the best things you can do is just, all right, what do people like? What is something that's relevant, you know, something that's topical.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to try and you know, take some of that to help myself just make something, you know, I don't know, to help myself make something in the first place. Because when you're starting out, it's tough enough anyway. Why would you put that added pressure of trying to, you know, make something brand new that's never been done? That doesn't say that you can't be unique.
That doesn't say that you can't riff on it. But it's kind of like, you know, you're trying to create something from scratch every single time. If you're trying to bake a cake, there's a time when you're baking a cake for like making everything from scratch and like raising the hen from a little egg and then like hand milking the milk and like you'd spend 17 years on this cake. But it's like most cakes, you just, it's fine. It's another birthday. You grab the mix, throw in the oven, let's go. And you can spend a lot of time making the icing fancy and creative. But it's like, What I admire about Looper most is that they recognize when they've struck a nerve with a format of video, and they double and triple down on it, and they just mine that. It's kind of like mining for oil, getting the oil from Mother Earth out of the ground.
Drilling for oil.
Yeah. I like that. That's what it's called, isn't it?
Yeah.
I knew that.
Oklahomans here, so, I mean.
Yeah, true blood Oklahomans right here. But what, like, if I'm looking at Looper's page right now, and if you look at the playlist, you won't find any, like, with video numbers in the teens. 109 videos in the Movies Explained playlist. 171 videos in the What You Never Knew About playlist. 249 videos in the Actor Struggles playlist. They know their categories, they know their formats, and once they found something that works, they don't try and come up with a new category right away. They make sure that they fleshed out that category that they're finding. And the other thing is they're finding things that where there's always new things happening. House Hunters wouldn't be interesting if they took the same two people to all these houses every time. You'd get sick of them. But because it's a new person with new quirks, their personalities get to shine, their relationships get to shine, their reactions are fresh, the houses are fresh. Same thing. They're not the format is simple, but all the houses change and all the people you're touring change. It's just the host stay the same. And that's, as long as you have three random houses, they make a choice and the host is there, it works and it's fine. Yeah. And you don't have to overthink it beyond that.
Yeah. And I would, I guess, add to that, to kind of, I don't know, match them together. Looper is, I would say it's very cleanly made. It's not flashy, like you said, but it's edited. You know, we're talking about how simple it is, but it is well made at the same time. I just want to make sure that I'm not saying that it's poorly made or anything. The audio, basically, all the format of the video is it's a voiceover by maybe two or three different people every week. So, like, if you watched about as like 5,000 videos, of Looper, I've probably watched like almost like half the entire library, which is sad to say, but it's probably true. But there's like three different people, like, in their voices, but that's really the only thing that's the same. I mean, like, the format is, but like the content varies so differently, so it has that element of it's different, yet the format is really similar, and it has like the same people speaking at the same time. So each video has that perfect mix of something that's, you know, like relevant to me, it's fresh, but at the same time, it's something I know what to expect, and I know that I will get something out of it each time.
You're not being caught off guard, but it's not like you're watching Movies Explained and then they're gonna have like a book review pop up in the middle. You know exactly what you're gonna get.
Yeah, and sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, basically, just the way they've crafted it is you get stuck in this rabbit hole of just Looper videos. And if you watch one, I don't know what the algorithm is. It's impressive, but how it works on YouTube. But if you watch one, it will be in your recommendeds forever, it seems like. But it's great because even just small stuff that like you would never think about, the titles, for instance. Like, they just know how to...
Wait, describe place... how they do their titles, though. Be specific. Tell me about this.
Well, now that you put me on the spot, let me go to the...
Yeah, just play it.
The actual YouTube
page. We don't
fake
it on this show.
Yeah, yeah, we're not faking anything. I'll have to make sure I turn the volume down. Let's go to the playlist. The video is just like, why Hollywood won't cast Sacha Baron Cohen anymore, right? So that's someone that I know... I know of him, but I'm not, like, super... I don't know. Obviously, I don't know all the facts about him. So there's, like, a familiarity there, yet it's just, you know, like, why won't Hollywood cast him anymore? I didn't know there's a problem with him not being cast in movies.
But now you gotta know.
But now I have to know.
You won't be able to sleep tonight if you don't
exactly know
what happened to that Borat guy.
Yeah, and just... And like you mentioned earlier, if you just go to their page... And just the playlist, how many freaking playlists do they have? And if you watch a video in a playlist, it just feeds right into the next one. Perfectly. Again, it all just goes back to that whole Pringles-esque approach they have, where if you have one, you cannot not have another one.
Exactly.
Negative,
and so I think
tricky,
it's it's easy to binge. And so I want to take this, digest a little bit, mm-hmm. and give some quick tips of things that we want to try and apply. Because, yeah. again, we're not gurus on this podcast. We don't have this all figured out. We don't have 2.5 million subscribers like Looper. But we can learn from them and what they're doing to keep 2.5 million people subscribed to their channel. And yeah. we can copy that and iterate on it and make it better. So I'm going to give a couple quick tips, and then I'll throw it over to you
sure.
for any insights you have, Jake. But a couple things that I have noticed kind of with Looper is one, if you're looking for a format to pick, don't try and make it up from scratch. A lot of the formats here, mm-hmm. you know, have been in articles or been in, you know, entertainment magazines for decades. It's not new. All they did was put it in a video format rather than, say, like a magazine column. And so if you're looking for something new, like for a format-wise, go look at the best people in your space and look across mediums. If you're making a video, look at magazine. You know, if you're writing a blog post, go look at YouTube and try and see what other people are doing. And even go outside in different industries. I've gotten a ton of ideas for business videos by watching completely unrelated videos. I know one guy who writes software, or he makes like coding how-to videos, watches this guy who repairs motorcycles in his garage, and he gets inspired by that and the way he interacts with the camera and the way he explains things, which is gold. I think the other thing is if you're trying to find a format that you can really squeeze the most life out of, find something that is always having timely information injected into it. So like with movies, there are always new movies coming out. With houses, you can always find another house. So try to find something where, or find that niche in your industry, in your topic, where there's always mm-hmm. new things coming out, new things people want to know about that people will be curious about, and then find a format to explain that in a way that's like that Pringle chip model, where I just yeah. want a little bite. I want a little bite. I want a little bite. And you can keep going that way. What about you, yeah. Jake? Any quick tips?
Yeah. I guess my biggest thing would be, I should totally just apply this to my videos. They stick with it and they make a lot. And that's really tough starting out. But it's taking, like you said, it's taking ideas and stuff that are trending and that, you know, like people have heard of. My videos on YouTube are, you know, like they're comedy based, and if you see them, just type Jake Arndt on YouTube, and that's my channel basically. And again, look at it, don't judge me, I'm new to this, I'm trying to get better. But it's very it's taking food stuff, it's taking just food kind of based things. So Cracker Barrel, A Quick Trip, things that are relevant, but it's tough to, you know, slowly, I think, in my journey, I used to try only make, you know, funny videos that were very inside joke-ish, which is funny to me and, like, four people, but it's not funny to anyone else on planet Earth, because they're inside jokes, and it's stupid, and no one really cares. But it's kind of weird. Harsh advice I could say is that you need to make something that other people can relate to, and having trends like Looper, or I don't know, like if it's not comedy, it could be, I don't know, knitting, or, you know, like whatever the videos are about, try your best to make it marketable, or, you know, tap into a trend that's happening now. I used to feel like, oh, you know, that's kind of it's almost shameless how, you know, like purposely going for clicks or whatever. Which, yeah, like that's the entire point. Like, why would you not want to tap into that and like find that niche where something does work and dive right into it? So that's something I'm definitely trying to.
Do you have a format that you want to try using what you just talked about, like hooking onto a bigger movement or trend or topic?
I would, yeah. So I've thought about it for a long time, and this is tough because like my whole channel is kind of based around food, like food reviews, kind of sarcastic. They're not real, really. But I wanted to do like tech reviews, kind of somewhat, you know, serious, but that's, you know, still having that same level of irreverent comedy and stuff like that, you know, kind of similar, but branching off into, because restaurants do trend somewhat, but it's a, you know, they just are what they are. Like, you know, they're not like movies or anything, you know,
there's
like,
only
it's not
so
like, oh,
many you can travel
and there's only so
to
many exactly
at.
To where even
so
now
many
we're,
taquitos to flail.
Exactly. I'm having a tough time thinking of, but you know, like the next restaurant to, you know, to talk about, because I just don't want to. And the jokes I've done for the other videos are applicable in some way, shape or form to that one. So there's really like, you know, I don't know, like they are jokes. So unless I were to be like, you know, a real deal, like, oh, you know, this week on, you know, Taste Time with Jake or something, to where I do like an actual review, that's not really what I'm going for. So I'm going to try and mix it up somewhat. I'm thinking about tech. But yeah, so I'm still trying to figure this out. Again, like, you know, Matt mentioned, same. I don't have this figured out. I'm not a guru. There's a lot of stuff I'm still trying to figure out. But watching stuff like Looper, watching these channels that obviously have something figured out that I don't know, I would be an idiot basically to not like look at a channel that has 2.8 million subscribers.
2.5 million.
2.5. I was off
so
a
learn
bit,
your lesson.
Exactly. But it's trying to make my stuff more relatable to other people and not make it so. A millennial. I hate saying that as like a derogatory thing, but it is. I mean, like, I don't know. Comedy now is so, I feel like it's so focused on being different, which is good. You know, like, you can't rip off Watch Mojo or a Looper, which are basically the same thing, but like, and like, you know, because then you'll just be a shameless ripoff, and people will totally see that and be like, oh, this guy sucks. He's just stealing blatantly. But I think the goal is to find something that works and just have that tiny twist
of originality. Yeah. The originality comes as you learn.
Yours.
You may not have it right away. So copy the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
Put your personality, put your soul out there. Oh, man, I sound like some like wise old man from a movie. Now put your soul out there.
God, it's true, though. Preaching. Yeah.
Whatever. But and then I think, that's it. That's all I got to say about that.
Basically it, yeah.
Really quick, one practical I'm going to try. I've been thinking on my channel, I've been doing more like business and marketing, kind of like tearing stuff down and looking at stuff and how do you do stuff. I think I want to start a segment just tearing down different companies' marketing stacks and looking at what do they use, how do they use it, if they're using this tool for email automation versus this tool for email automation, why would they be doing that, why does it work well, where is their opportunity for growth. I've seen some people do this sort of in how they built their company in like the email newsletter space and in like some other formats that aren't business marketing, but I think there's an opportunity to kind of make a format out of that, and I got that from the Looper format, so that's what I'm gonna try. I hope it works, and I'll report back in to let you know how it goes.
That's good. Yeah, I'll have to report back in on our next podcast to make sure that I'm practicing when I preach here. I'm not just talking about theoretically making these other videos. I have
it's
to
not the internet has dibs to make fun of us, right?
Oh yeah, I mean totally.
Embarrassing memes. Yeah. I will publicly release my 2008 Facebook photos.
Oh,
have at
man.
It.
All my crappy those words. Senior picks I had.
Do the people know about reviews, Jake?
I think so, yeah.
Have you reviewed our podcast? Well, I guess it seems like it's
yeah. I guess it wouldn't be cheating.
Myself. I don't even care.
Yeah, I'm totally going to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you love your show, I'm like Kanye West. You know, you got to be... Kanye West is a huge believer in himself. He would give his own podcast a 5-star review.
That's true.
If he had a podcast. If it were me, you, and Kanye West, he would be the first to say it. Kanye's not here, so I got to tell the people. If you leave a 5-star review on iTunes, not only will Kanye be happy, I'll be happy too. It'll be a good time.
Me too, yeah.
Shoot a link to a friend if this podcast resonated with you. Hit us up on social media at 6 Stars Only. Jake, where can the people find you on the social media?
Jake Arnott on Twitter, and same on Instagram. And I don't really use Facebook that much or Snapchat, but those are the two main things. Jake Arnott. I believe Instagram is 2 T's. Shows you how little I use my Instagram. But we'll put that in the post. So we'll fix this. We'll fix all this in editing. But yeah, it's Jake Arnott on Twitter and Instagram. So
beautiful. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matipher, MATOPHER. Hit me up. Hit Jake up. Let us know what you liked and what you didn't about this show. We open feedback.
Please. I'm going to totally just butt in. There is a guy that actually gave us probably some of the best feedback I've ever...
Oh my gosh.
I've ever experienced. It was really kind of brutal in certain aspects. Guardian
Angel.
But it was very concise, and it was very well done. And just please, that helped us so much. So, like, do not hesitate to just send us, we need all the feedback that we could possibly get.
Yeah, tweets, wall of text, send us an audiobook.
An audiobook,
17
exactly.
hours of continuous
this
ranting
guy, this
feedback.
This guy was so concise. This guy was so concise. He put, stream of consciousness. It was amazing, and it was hilarious. But beautiful. I learned so much, so please send us feedback. It really helps us out, and it means a lot to us. That way we can make stuff that's better.
Absolutely.
That's about
cool.
it.
Cool. Love it. I think that's all we got. Are we good?
I think we're good. Right. Yeah, man.
We'll call it. Hey, is that out? Dude, we got to start cranking some stuff out now.
Yeah, man. Hypocrites. I know. I like just realized that. If I'm at the home.